Dora, hello. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
I'm the Chief Health Improvement Officer for Maine Health, which is Maine's largest healthcare system. So I oversee all our population health and public health efforts here in the state of Maine and New Hampshire.
So, and how long have you been doing that?
Doing it for a year and a half.
And I bet when you took that job a year and a half ago, you did not anticipate a pandemic.
This is not my first pandemic, so or my
Really?
worst pandemic, but no, I started medical school in 1982 after graduating from here, and that was the beginning of the HIV/AIDS
Of course,
epidemic.
of course.
And so, some of my first patients were actually HIV/AIDS patients in the early days when we didn't know what was causing it, and there was a lot of fear and a lot of misinformation and rumors and patients treated with a lot of stigma. And then I was a state health officer for Maine for 15 years and went through H1N1 and all kind a number of number of epidemics, but also the pandemic with H1N1.
So how is this pandemic specifically impacting what you do day to day and what you have
Not
to
what I
think
do
about?
right now. Not good. I think I had about 3 months. This is my full-time job, is working on making sure that working with a team at Maine Health Corporate Headquarters and making sure that Maine Health is addressing the pandemic and that we're taking care of our patients, that we're taking care of our communities as well, and our healthcare workers. So our first priorities to our patients and our communities, and also our healthcare workers, and making sure they're safe.
And you have you felt that you have or the state has the resources to do what you want to do?
One of the definitions of a pandemic, besides the fact that it's a global epidemic, is that there aren't enough resources. When you have a pandemic, that means everybody is using and searching for the same resources at the same time. So, by definition, you have a shortage of resources.
So what do you do about that? You have to triage, or you have to decide what takes precedent, or?
Well, the first few weeks, we spend a lot of our time discussing supply chains. So, but we've been extremely fortunate because we've had main companies that have pivoted to help us with supply chain. We've had L.L. Beans, who's been making us masks and producing a number of other supplies. We've had other companies like Flowfold out of Westbrook. They were making like wallets, sports wallets, and they pivoted and started making us face shields. We go around the face. And we've had also a company up, I forget the name of it, but in the Dover Foxcroft area, that's making the swabs that you use for testing.
So in general, you have been pleased and impressed with the response.
I've been so proud of Maine companies that have been able to pivot and help us make things that they normally, I don't think they ever pictured themselves making. So that's been, and companies like L.L. Beans, that are giving us their workforce to produce these. I don't think they're making any money
Right. But they're doing it.
They're also, L.L. Beans has redirected some of their workforce to pack boxes of food at whichever food bank. So L.L. Beans is using one of their warehouses to pack food. So, that's just something you have to be so proud of. I just think it's amazing. So yeah, so we've had a lot of outpouring, but I think it's a scary time because this virus hasn't gone anywhere. I mean,
It's still
it's still
here.
lurking, and this virus, like most pandemic viruses, it loves travel. It hitchhikes with people when they travel. It loves crowds. It loves indoor crowds, particularly. So I worry that as things open up and loosen up, that people are going to let their guard down.
Yeah.
And that this is not the time. We cannot let our guard down for a long time.
Right.
I mean, this virus is going to be around for a while.
And thank God we're heading into spring and summer, but when we're heading into winter, it's going to be a different story.
It could be.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. This is a novel virus, so by definition.
Right. We don't know.
But it very well could be much worse in the fall than winter. We just don't know.